Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is John Batchelor. I learned from my good friend Lorenzo Fiore in Italy that St. Francis, the patron saint of Italy, will now be restored to a national holiday beginning October 4th, 2026, just passed by the legislature. Here Lorenzo introduces us to Assisi. It's St. Francis of Assisi, a small village in Italy that he recommends highly, not only because it's St. Francis's, but because there's a Giotto mosaic there that was restored piece by piece. He calls it a puzzle. He'll explain why it was in pieces and what they did to put it back together by Giotto. St. Francis, Giotto, a puzzle. Here's Lorenzo recommending to visit Assisi, which I did more than five decades ago, and I don't remember it clearly. But Lorenzo was just there, so recommend it. More of this later.
It happened that I think 30 years ago, if I'm not wrong, this national holiday was deleted from the calendar of national holiday. Next year, it will be 800 years from the passaway of San Francesco, who is the patron of Italy. And so the Senate approved a unanimous vote. Only two votes were against the reintroduction of national holiday in the honor of Francesco d'Assisi. Francesco d'Assisi is an icon for Catholic religion because he was a very rich man. Then he decided to give all his richness to the poor people and live in poverty, founding the famous Franciscan order. And let me tell you, he was a very powerful religious man. He went to the Pope trying to convince not having the crusade against the Muslim. And he became a saint only 2 years after his death.